This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, January 30th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the final week to take advantage of Skywatch TV's 10% off deal on our winter virtual conference. I'll tell you about that after the break. Topic number 5 today, Tyree Nichols. That's the name of the 29-year-old young man who was beaten to death after a traffic stop in Memphis on January 7th. Memphis authorities released police footage over the weekend, uploaded to Vimeo in 4 different sections, and cities across the country over the weekend began seeing protests, some of them kinetic, shall we say, in response to the incident. You can find the video online if you care to, but be advised, it is brutal. Shows police officers beating Nichols to death. He died 3 days after the stop, died in hospital. Nichols, 29-year-old man, father, FedEx worker, pulled over January 7th for what police said was reckless driving, tried to flee on foot. He was severely beaten by police again, died in hospital 3 days later. 5 officers of the Memphis Police Department, members of their Scorpion unit, which is a special unit that had been formed to fight violent gang activity on the streets of Memphis. Those officers have been fired and are facing charges of second-degree murder, assault, and kidnapping. Federal authorities also investigating the officers. After viewing the footage for the first time Friday night, Shelby County Sheriff Floyd Bonner said the actions of 2 additional deputies who arrived on the scene following the beating is concerning. They've been relieved of duty pending an investigation. Protests around the country over the weekend at a number of cities. Hot takes on social media were that this was somehow related to white supremacy. Now, we should point out that the 5 officers fired and charged in the death of Nichols are all black themselves. The Memphis police chief is a black woman, and the city itself is majority black and has been run by liberal Democrats for decades. The logic here does not seem to faze those who are protesting. CNN going so far as to say in an opinion piece posted online that while they acknowledge the 5 officers involved in the death are black, they might still have been motivated by racism. Apparently, the assumption is that if your skin color is of a certain shade, but you act in a way that is inconsistent with the officially approved narrative, you must therefore be acting white. Well, this is critical theory in action. Critical race theory is just a subset of critical theory, which is Marxism. It holds that there are, in every society, a class of oppressors and a class of the oppressed. And in modern-day America, the class to which you belong is determined by the color of your skin. If you are less melanated, you're an oppressor. If you are more melanated, you are the oppressed. Unless, of course, you do something that doesn't fit the narrative, in which case you are then somehow shoehorned into the oppressor category, Stockholm Syndrome or something. The thing is this, Marxism never proposes a solution to this. It holds that there are always oppressors and the oppressed. So when the oppressors rise up, throw off their chains, and take over society, they become the oppressors and the cycle begins anew. You see, the point of critical theory is not to build a better society, it is to destroy it. They don't want a better world. They want chaos. Topic number 4. Pfizer responds. Told you last week about the video released by Project Veritas showing a Pfizer executive ostensibly admitting that he and other Pfizer executives spitballed the idea of doing gain-of-function research or directed evolution research on the SARS-2 virus so that Pfizer could then roll out an instant solution. You know, they create the problem virus and they've already got the solution in hand because they've created the vaccine for it. Now, when confronted later about this, the doctor caught in the video claimed that he had just been lying to try to impress somebody that he wanted to date. Regardless, Pfizer sent out a press release late Friday responding to Project Veritas. This story, by the way, for the most part ignored by the corporate media. Pfizer denies performing this type of research, gain of function or directed evolution, but then adds in the press release, and I'm quoting, using computer simulations or mutations of the main protease, a non-infectious part of the virus. In a limited number of cases, when a full virus does not contain any known gain-of-function mutations, Such virus may be engineered to enable the assessment of antiviral activity in cells. End quote. In other words, we don't do gain-of-function research, but we do gain-of-function research. And in the press release, acknowledging that they have BSL-3 laboratories, which is the second highest level of biosafety containment for this type of research, which you wouldn't really need if all you're doing are computer simulations. Topic number three, egg farm fire. Following a year in which we saw a surprising, if not suspicious, number of fires at major food production facilities in the United States. Over the weekend, more than 100 firefighters responded on Saturday to an inferno that killed about 100,000 chickens at an egg farm in Basra, Connecticut. This blaze brought under control late Saturday afternoon. It was a 4.5-hour battle by firefighters, according to local news media, Fox 61. The Basra town fire marshal investigating the three-alarm chicken coop fire. Salvation Army was on the scene providing food to firefighters, confirmed with officials that about 100,000 chickens did, in fact, perish in this fire. This comes as egg prices are already soaring, in part due to avian flu, which has been spreading across the United States. More than 58 million birds have died from the avian flu so far this year. This is according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Things have gotten so bad that the U.S. Customs and Border Enforcement officers are now reporting migrants crossing our southern border and smuggling eggs across the border with them into the United States. Topic number two, another Hawaii spiral. It's an eerie UFO-like appearance, but there is an official explanation for what was in the skies over Hawaii recently, caught by the Subaru telescope located at the summit of Mauna Kea. This was shortly after SpaceX, the space launch company owned by Elon Musk, launched a GPS satellite last Wednesday, this on behalf of the U.S. Space Force. Citizen scientist satellite tracker Scott Tilley said that the spiral's positioning was a near-perfect match for where the second stage of SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket would have been minutes after launch. Apparently, according to the official explanation, the fuel ejected from the booster freezes and then reflects sunlight, and with the spinning of the rocket, you get the spiral, similar to the famous Norway spiral a few years ago. But again, this is not the first time that a SpaceX launch has resulted in a spectacular sight, leading people to question whether there was an unidentified aerial phenomenon taking place. This photo taken by a member of the U.S. Air Force over the Atlantic Ocean last June, people in New Zealand saw another blue spiral in the sky. Again, we're told it's fuel coming from booster rockets. That's the official explanation anyway. Coming up, bear photography. And not B-A-R, B-E-A-R. Bear photography. That's next on 5 and 10.
Music, movies, lights, and fame. In the height of his career through the 1950s and 60s, shining star Pat Boone was an infamous actor, musician, and Christian television host. But with temptation at every turn, how was this famous rock star able to hold true to his Christian heart? New from Defender Publishing is the Pat Boone special offer. Take a step back in time with Pat Boone's book, If, the eternal choice we all must make. Discover how God led an ordinary man into an extraordinary six-decade-long journey through Hollywood, where he would go toe-to-toe with the world's best musicians, such as Elvis Presley, dining with kings and queens, presidents, and prime ministers, all the while never losing track of the humble roots that led him through this fascinating journey. Also included in the Pat Boone special offer, the Big If DVD Guide. Learn from the self-proclaimed Christian activist Pat Boone himself as he shares his original plans for a quiet life that exploded into the 60-year adventure he lives now. But that's not all. You'll also join the Skywatch investigative team and the ladies of Simply His in the If Video Companion 3-part DVD as they sit down with Pat Boone to discuss his life after fame, his angelic vision of his wife's passing, and God's intervention in his life. These items, sold separately, hold a retail value of $70, but can be yours today for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Shop online at SkyWatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 to take advantage of this incredible opportunity. The Pat Boone Special Offer, available now.
Item number one today, we have to change the question now. Do bears take selfies in the woods? The answer is yes, apparently. Motion capture camera in Boulder, Colorado, trail cam, snapped hundreds of images of a curious bear in November. The city's Boulder's Open Space and Mountain Parks Department set up 9 trail cams to track and learn about local wildlife in the area while minimizing the presence of humans. Just set up the cams to take pictures whenever it sensed motion in the vicinity. One of the cameras, they found, captured 580 images. 580 images. 400 of them were of this bear, who apparently was just enthralled by the camera. And as apparently striking a pose or two. And most of the animals that go in front of these cameras, like deer, raccoons, whatever, they don't take any notice of the camera, but this bear was, I don't know, I think the one sticking out his tongue is my favorite. So yes, bears do take selfies in the woods. SkyWatch TV's Fall-Winter Virtual Conference. This is the final week to sign up. You get 90 days access from the time you sign up, and you get access to 24 cutting-edge presentations. My talk is on the literal location of the Valley of the Shadow of Death. I think Jesus pointed to it with where he based his ministry. Tom Horn, of course, with another documentary, essentially. Joel Richardson, New York Times bestselling author. Pastor Carl Gallups, many others. Our good friend Mondo Gonzalez, Gary Stearman, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis. You find the complete list of speakers at SkyWatch TV's conference website, that is defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com, and use the promo code DARKLASTCHANCE, all one word, DARKLASTCHANCE, and that saves you 10% on the registration. Again, 90 days access, and as a free bonus, access to all 6 SkyWatch Films documentaries. Again, the website defenderconference.com. Our guest on SkyWatch TV this week, the one and only Pat Boone. He's got a new book out, published by Defender Publishing, called If. It's essentially about the most important question you will ever have to answer. Don't miss the program. Our broadcast schedule over the air is at skywatchtv.com/channels, but all of our video content is always available at the website, skywatchtv.com, or streaming video channels like YouTube, youtube.com/skywatchtvnow, our Rumble channel, rumble.com/skywatchtv. But the easiest thing to do is just get our free app. Roku, Apple TV, mobile devices, iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire. Our app works on all of those platforms to make it easy for you. We've got links to those app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com. It is free and, again, bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.